This recording, India 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets Square. Will has a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer of her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleeces jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only accept to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made a unsanitary mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma, Karma, which Sarah thought was a odd choice of a name. Karma was strong and hug, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost lawyer back with the palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered that either her effects were not futile. In no time, the ghost began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold into Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicines, warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I cannot imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison's a millionaire. Lawyer thought it was a fair price of a cure. I'm joint family. I love Tamil more than English because it's my mother tongue. I went to go out my country and visit Switzerland because my brother is working there. I love praying and going to church and believe in the power of prayer. I feel a personal relationship with Jesus. I love listening to music on TV. I love knitting and cooking. I'm happy when I cook and making new dishes. I love teaching my son at home and doing my bit there. I do find myself struggling bit there when him to have a better education. மலர்மிசை ஏகினால் மானடி சேர்ந்தார் நிலர்மிசை நீடுவாழ்வார். வேண்டுதல் வேண்டாமை இல்லான் அடி சேர்ந்தார்க்கு யாண்டும் இடும்பை பல. இருள் சேர் இருவினையும் சேரா இறைவன் பொருள் சேர் புகழ்ந்தார் மட்டும். பொறிவாயில் ஐந்தவிதான் பொய்தீர் ஒழுக்க நெறி நின்றான் நீடு வாழ்வார்.